Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, the last Pitching In NPL show of the regular season. That's right, everyone. We're heading towards the playoffs, and remarkably, we've still got things up in the air heading into this final weekend of the regular season. And joining me for a little catch-up now on where we are with regards to the results from last weekend across the Premier Division, the East Division, the West Division and the Midlands Division. It's a big welcome back to the show to James Hayes. Hello, James. Welcome back.
Evening,
how are you?
How are you doing? I'm not too bad. Getting ready for a very, very busy weekend.
It's going to be a manic, isn't it? And later in the show, we're going to have a fixture preview as well with Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. Right, let's start then. We normally start with the Premier Division, but I feel like we should start with... Let's start with the Midlands Division. Why not? Just to let you all know where we are heading into this final weekend of the season at Step 4. The title race goes down to the final weekend. Spalding United, currently top of the league, 1 point ahead of Anstey Nomads. Harborough Town are in third. We know about the points deduction. Harborough Town can still get to second, and that could be vital when it comes to the playoff semi-finals. They're already guaranteed a home semi-final. Finishing second does guarantee you a home final if you make it that far as well. So the top three there all got stuff to play for this weekend. Loughborough Dynamo, because of their 2-2 draw with Corby Town last Saturday and with the goal difference, it looks like the playoffs are now sorted in the Midlands Division. Quorn in fifth, Hinckley Leicester Road in fourth. There's 2 points separating those two teams, though. So heading into the last Saturday, Quorn can finish fourth, Hinckley can finish fifth. Hinckley taking on Coventry this weekend, Quorn travelling to Bedworth. Spalding, the league leaders, they're hosting Coleshill. Anstey Nomads, the team in second, hosting Sutton Coldfield, and Harborough taking on Loughborough Dynamo. So big weekend there, James.
Yeah, it is indeed. I mean, obviously Spalding know going into the game, obviously a win's going to take the title, but anything else because of goal differences, goals scored, Anstey can steal it at the last minute at the same time there. Also, we love for Dynamo. It is worth mentioning there was a result in one of the Step 5 leagues with Highgate United. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week or not. A 12-0 win on the last day of the season got them into the playoffs. So normally we could be joking about obviously 14, 15 goals are going to be enough.
They need an 18-goal swing, don't they? But Loughborough have had a great season, regardless of where they finish. Should say Spalding United coming into this final weekend on the back of a 7-1 win at Sporting Kalsa. Anstey Nomads with a 2-1 win at Coleshill Town last Saturday. And Quorn sealing the deal with regards to the playoffs, theoretically, because James is right about the goal difference. Quorn, a 4-0 win over Leigh Town. Leigh Town have been there or thereabouts with that playoff line all the way through this season. So that's a phenomenal result there for Quorn. So that's the top half of the Midlands Division. The relegation picture currently stands with Gresley Rovers, bottom of the table, 26 points. Now, in theory, they can get out of the relegation places this weekend with a win on the final Saturday. However, they need a big swing in goal difference. Their goal difference currently is minus 53. Rushden and Diamonds, 3 points above them. Their goal difference is minus 42. And Rugby Town is currently minus 40. Coventry and Cambridge City, although they're within range of Rushden and Diamonds because of the goal difference, they're probably all right. But get a point and they're definitely all right. But they're more or less okay with the goal difference. Cambridge City's is minus 34. Coventry's is minus 31. This weekend, obviously, Coventry travelling to Hinckley. Cambridge City travelling to Leigh Town. Rugby travelling to Boldmere, St Michael's. Warsaw Wood will be hosting Rushden and Diamonds. And Corby taking on Gresley. So essentially, though, James, it looks like, because of the goal difference, it is going to be a battle between Rugby Town and Rushden and Diamonds this weekend for that last relegation spot.
Again, though, we've mentioned it the last couple of weeks, Rushden Diamonds coming from 4 points at Christmas to get into the situation there. That's rivaling Salford City survival back in 2009. It is worth noting, though, obviously, if somehow it goes to a equal record, obviously, might as well mention how quickly the tiebreakers are: goal difference, goal scored, most wins, and then head-to-head record before we start doing extra playoffs and things like that.
So not goals against?
No goals against, no. So obviously, if it does come to an equal record, which the Russian Diamonds would need like a 7-5 win and only a single goal for rugby. But if it does come to it, Russian Diamonds would stay up on a head-to-head record. They've won both games against rugby this early in the season. But again, with obviously it's a 6-goal swing potential there as well for Cambridge against rugby, 8 against Russian and Diamonds. So like I said before, never say never. Obviously a point for both of them will keep them safe. Feel a bit unlucky for Gresley, obviously second time in 5 years they faced relegation from the NPL. But it just shows how much of a tough fight that's been the second part of the season in the Midlands division, really.
Yeah, I mean, like we said earlier, stranger things have happened. The goal difference, it would take a big turnaround, but that is on the table heading into Saturday. Gresley travelling to Corby. Incidentally, Coventry, a 1-0 draw with Bodmin St Michael's last week, and Cambridge, a 1-0 draw with Hinckley Leicester Road, seems to have done just enough to get them out of reach with regards to that goal difference. Rugby Town, a 4-0 win over Warsaw Wood, and Rushden and Diamonds, a 1-0 win over Shepshed Dynamo last weekend. So, big good luck to everyone down towards the bottom end of the Midlands Division this weekend. So, that's the Midlands Division. What about the East Division? We're recording the show on Thursday this week. That's because we wanted to make sure that we had covered the Grantham Town results on Wednesday. A 2-1 win for Grantham, incidentally. And that is a big result for the Lincolnshire side. It's now put them out of reach of the teams in the relegation places. So that's a big win. And Grantham have been in good form, haven't they? 4 straight wins in the league has basically ensured their survival. That is phenomenal stuff. So down towards the bottom end of the table, we've got a Gresley situation in the East. Winton Rangers can mathematically get out of the relegation places. However, they need an almighty goal swing towards Bridlington. It looks like it is between Brighouse Town and Bridlington Town on the final Saturday. Brighouse Town currently in 19th, below that relegation line, 2 points behind Bridlington Town. Bridlington Town also have the better goal difference. So a draw may be enough for Bridlington this weekend. Bridlington, let me get my notes. I've got notes, James. Where is it? Brighouse this weekend will be taking on Carlton Town. Concert will be taking on Bridlington. And as I mentioned, a draw would probably do it for Bridlington. But Grantham are out of reach. So you agree with that assessment? It is between those two, really. Although Winterton Rangers do have the chance. And Winterton will be taking on Grantham on Saturday. So you never know. You never know.
I'll say that as well at the same time. That result on Wednesday night, it's absolutely saved Grantham's season. Because again, they've got beaten second last game of the season. They've got to go face Winterton for survival in a winner-takes-all match. So obviously for Bridlington, they've only been back in the league 2 seasons south. Brighouse Town have been a staple in the Northern Premier League in the last couple of years. Obviously won the playoff final that never got promoted. Sadly, Brighouse Town know that they have to win on the day themselves. Brilliant. Yeah, a point should be enough there. But again, a 9-goal swing is capable on the last day of the season, so you never know.
The good news for Brighouse is, well, the relatively good news for Brighouse is that Carlton Town have now sealed their spot in the playoffs. They're going to finish 5th. Whatever happens on Saturday, Carlton Town now. Commiserations to Newton Aycliffe, Belper Town, North Ferriby. It's been an epic playoff race, but Carlton just doing enough in recent games to get themselves into the playoffs. So Carlton Town will be there, and they do sign off the regular season with that away trip to Brighouse. And just a reminder, Bridlington will be travelling to Concert. So big good luck on Saturday. On the playoff front in the East Division, the playoff positions are more or less sorted. It's just a case of what order they're going to be in. Carlton, as I said, will be 5th. Pontefract Colls, though. Pontefract Colls are in 4th at least. However, they do go into the final weekend knowing that they could finish 3rd. They're 2 points behind Dunstan. Pontefract Colls this weekend will be travelling to Newton Aycliffe. Dunstan, they were currently in 3rd, 2 points ahead of Pontefract Colls. Dunstan will be travelling to Stocksbridge Park Steels. So whoever basically gets the better result this weekend will get a home playoff semi-final on Tuesday against one another. Carlton Town's opponents in the semi-final on Tuesday is yet to be announced. And that takes us to who's going to be taking the league title and who's going to be finishing second. Ebbing Town currently top of the pile, 1 point ahead of Stockton Town. It looked like Ebbing were going to go off into the sunset with their games in hand. However, Ossett United on Tuesday put an end to a brilliant run that Ebbing were on with that 1-0 win. And that set up this final day showdown where it's just 1 point separating the two sides. The goal difference, incidentally, is neck and neck, plus 43. So a draw will be enough for Stockton if Ebbing get beat, because that will tip it, won't it, to plus 42 maybe for Ebbing. Goal difference, Stockton, plus 43. They'll stay on the goal difference. So a draw might be enough for Stockton this weekend, but they're probably thinking they need a win. Ebbing travelling to Sheffield, Stockton travelling to Belper Town. So best of luck to everyone this weekend in the East Division, James.
I was going to say, with both Ebbing and Stockton, both teams had the opportunity to seal it over the last two Tuesday nights, and they've both dropped the opportunity. So it does set up a very interesting situation there. Obviously, the goal difference. Obviously, Ebbing have got to swing six goals in their favour anyway at the same time.
Just to confirm, that's the goal scored. Ebbing's got that six-goal advantage, but they are both on plus 43. So going back to what I clumsily highlighted before, if Ebbing get beat 1-0, let's say, at Sheffield, and Stockton draw, then that would take the goal difference to plus 42 for Ebbing and would see Stockton win the league on plus 43 goal difference, which would be incredible, really. But that's how close it is heading into the final weekend.
Yeah, and Stockton have been leading the division for the majority of the season as well. Ebbing have been behind on the games majority because obviously the weather and all things have been torrential this season, it's fair to say. So obviously the games, I think five games in the last 12 days to stay in that fight is remarkable in itself at the same time. Plus you've got Amaya Pierwall, who's probably going to win the Golden Boot, scoring 30 at the moment and 11 ahead of everyone else. So it's going to be a grandstand finish in the East Division this season.
It really is. Best of luck to Ebbing and to Stockton Town this weekend. And yeah, that takes us to the West Division now, finally, for our little catch-up on Step 4 matters. And well, the West Division, we all know Leek Town will be playing NPL Premier Division football next season. But what about the playoffs in the West Division? Now, because City and Liverpool are taking on Witton Albion on Saturday this weekend, that basically means, by my maths, Runcorn Linnets and Prescott Cables are in the playoffs. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right, okay, good. I was working it out this afternoon, dear listener, and I was like, I could test it on the Crystal Maze trying to work it all out. But I think because of that fixture there this weekend, I mean, mentioning grandstand finishes in the East Division, that's an epic game, isn't it? City-Liverpool taking on Witton Albion on Saturday. As a result, that does mean Runcorn Linnets and Prescott Cables will be in the playoffs. In what order? We wait and see. Runcorn Linnets 1 point ahead of Prescott Cables. Currently, Prescott Cables will be travelling to Trafford. Runcorn Linnets will be travelling to 1874 Northwich. Then there's Bootle, and Bootle are in fifth at the moment. They're travelling to Hensford Town. They're on 62 points. As a City Liverpool in fourth, as a Witton Albion in sixth. And as I mentioned, City of Liverpool hosting Witton Albion on Saturday. Barnstormer. Absolutely. Absolute amazing game. What are the permutations there, James? Witton Albion plus six goal difference. Bootle plus 14. City of Liverpool plus 22. I think City of Liverpool can get the job done with a draw this weekend, can't they?
Yeah, a draw will do them because obviously they'll stop Witton getting in the playoffs.
But that's not true, though, is it? Because a draw could be good for Witton.
It could do indeed. Obviously, I'm trying not to trip up myself at this moment in time. But obviously, a draw potentially keeps Witton Albion out unless the results go elsewhere.
And the result elsewhere is Bootle taking on Hensford at Keys Park, because a draw for Bootle will be enough for Bootle, definitely.
Yeah.
But a defeat for Bootle, and then we're into the realms of what's happening with Witton Albion's match against City Liverpool then.
And it is also worth mentioning there are two head-to-head capabilities. So, and one of them is pretty realistic in that situation. So if Runcorn lose 2-0 at 1874 and Prescott Cables are held to a goalless draw, It's an exact tied record,
Wow.
but
Yes, it is. You're right.
Runcorn would take it on most wins in that situation.
Right.
And then also, if for some reason Bootle managed a 10-1 win and City Liverpool make it 1-0 or similar records across the board, City and Liverpool will have priority with the two victories over Bootle at this moment in time. On any other tiebreaker, it's City Liverpool on goals scored and goal difference. But Witton Albion have scored more goals than Bootle, Runcorn and Prescott too. So it's not completely out. Obviously, Witton Albion are behind on the goal difference. But if they do get the goal scoring boots on against City Liverpool, A, they're in the playoffs themselves anyway. But B, they might decide who they face in the playoffs in that situation, potentially even getting a home playoff in that case.
Yeah, which would be incredible, really, considering they're going to the final weekend in six. But it is important to mention that Runcorn Linnets and Prescott Cables aren't guaranteed a home semi-final yet. I mean, it's just been an epic race in the West Division. A big good luck to all the teams involved on Saturday. Just to cover off the relegation side of things, commiserations to Hensford Town. They've now officially been relegated out of the division, joining 1874 Northwich. Big commiserations to both clubs. Yeah, that's step four, James. It's going to be a big Saturday, this, isn't it?
Indeed, and just to cap off the West Division as well, the Golden Boot race is nowhere near complete here. So as it stands, Stevenson's on 21 at Leek. You've got Stefan Gonzalez on 20 at Clitheroe, and then Hodgson and Murphy are on 17. So a hat trick for any of them or four goals could actually grab a Golden Boot there for some of the strikers in that division.
Well, there we go. Well, like I said, big good luck to everyone this weekend with regards to the playoffs and with regards to relegation and in the East and Midlands Division with regards to the title race as well. But that's our look at step four. Let's just have a little chat now about what's been going on in the Premier Division at step three. We've had some big results on this past week, that's for sure. No bigger, I'm going to suggest, than Basford United's 1-1 draw on Saturday away at Radcliffe. Radcliffe obviously receiving the league trophy on Saturday afternoon at Stainton Park. But as a result of that draw there, that has seen Basford go out of reach with regards to the other teams in the relegation picture. Bradford Park Avenue, very good effort at home to Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough were 3-0 up in that game. Bradford Park Avenue got it back to 3-3. Following it from afar, it looked like they did have momentum on their side, Bradford Park Avenue, and they might have got a result out of it, but it wasn't to be. So Bradford Park Avenue joining Stafford Rangers in the relegation bracket for this season. Stafford Rangers losing 1-0 at home to Ashton United, and of course Afferton Colls already relegated, but they lost 4-0 to Marine. Marine sealing their playoff spot as a result of that win there on Saturday. So that's the relegation picture all sorted. Commiserations to Bradford Park Avenue, Stafford, Afferton Colls and Mask, but a big congratulations to Basford United. They got it done in the end.
96th minute equaliser, which a lot of the fans didn't notice. Party had started a little bit early at Radcliffe. Some of the Basford fans were starting to head towards the bar. Everyone turned around and Prince Mansilli was celebrating. So congratulations, Basford. That fight towards the end was a lot more open than people remember. If you go back a couple of weeks, it's always been the same 4-5. So
Yeah,
obviously Bradford Park.
it's weird, isn't it? Because it has been sorted before the final Saturday, but I can't remember a time where heading into the final few weeks, there's no one cut adrift, that everyone's got the possibility of getting out of it. And even Afferton Colls, up until the last couple of weeks, have had the ability to get out of the relegation zone. But commiserations to Bradford Park Avenue, Stafford Rangers, and Afferton Colls. But congratulations to Basford United. Let's go to the playoff race, though, because this is epic in its own way. Radcliffe confirmed champions, Macclesfield confirmed in second spot. Marine, at the moment, are in third, but it's neck and neck between themselves and Warrington Rylands to decide who gets home advantage for the playoff semi-finals on Tuesday. Marine, as we've already mentioned, a 4-0 win over Afferton Colls on Saturday. Warrington Rylands suffering a 2-1 defeat to Worksop Town. And we'll hear from Andrew Snaith in a second with a fixture preview. it does go to the final weekend to decide who gets home advantage in the semi-finals, James.
Yeah, so obviously third place, it's a Poland semi-finals, we mentioned already in the episode. It's different for both teams as well. It's different surfaces. So again, that's going to be a massive advantage going into playoff semi-final there. Marine, a win will give him home advantage there straight away. A draw for Warrington Islands might be enough if Marine lose 21-0. even then, Marine would still take it on most wins at the same time. So for Marine, obviously, they couldn't have got a worse opponent as such. Obviously, someone else who's in the playoff race at this moment. I think Marine, if they do take a point, they'll be happy with it. But they know for a fact 3 points. And potentially, again, if Maxfield slip up in the semi-finals, they're hosting the final themselves on Bank Holiday Monday, potentially.
Yes, and you referred to Ashton United there, Marie taking on Ashton United on the final day. And like I said, we will have a fixture preview of Andrew Snaith in a second. But Macclesfield definitely confirmed in second. Who they're playing on Tuesday night, though, is another matter entirely, because we've got three teams who are involved for this one remaining playoff place. And one of the teams isn't even playing on Saturday. Hyde United have dropped out of the playoffs now, thanks to the results of Worksop Town over the past week. A 2-1 win over Warrington Rylands on Saturday, followed by a 4-2 win at Guiseley on Tuesday. So Worksop have put themselves in a good position. However, as we head towards the final Saturday, there is a way for Hyde United to still get in the playoffs without kicking a ball, because the goal difference is plus 21 for Worksop. Hyde United is plus 20. Both teams on 67. And Ashton United, their goal difference is plus 12. They too are on 67. However, as we've mentioned, they're hosting Marine on Saturday. So good luck, all three teams, even the ones who aren't playing.
Yeah, so obviously Hyde United fans are going to be across the M60 this entire weekend. Half of them over at Everton, half of them at Ashton United, I do believe. It comes to the point where even James Gordon's going to be doing the commentary at Avon College because of how big the situation is at the same time.
Wow.
But obviously, for Worksop Town, they just need to avoid a two-goal defeat, potentially. Obviously, and then the result, Ashton United lose by more than two. Hyde United are backing because of goals scored. Worksop Town have on 70 for the season. Hyde won 68. So a two-goal swing is required. Avon College's home form quite recently has been improving as well, and they have been scoring because of, you know, Louisiana. So it's going to come down to can Avon College do Hyde United a favour realistically. But at the same time there, Ashton United are still in contention, and even though fate's not completely in their own hands, in all for a fact, any slip up over at Everton is down to them. Obviously, they just need them to get a point themselves against Marine, but realistically, they have to win.
It's just remarkable, the results to get to this point, where these three teams all can make it into the playoffs on Saturday, and all with reasonable chances of doing so as well. It's just a remarkable race. So, yeah, big good luck to all three teams. But there we go. Where are you off to this weekend, by the way? Are you going to be around somewhere in the Alan Allcopter with a trophy?
No Alan Allcopter. Howie Ansi Nomads waiting to see the results of everything going on over in the Midlands division.
I mean, James, there are loads of commentaries. You've hinted at one already. James Gordon, friend of the show, will be at Atherton Coles this weekend commentating on the Worksop Town game with plenty of listeners. It's going to be a remarkable last day. Social media channels, please, because you're going to be very busy, and there's plenty of commentaries as well available for supporters across all four divisions to find out what's going on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so we've got 20 radio commentaries on standby. Football web pages is going to be taking over the account for both the title matches, X forming on Twitter and that Northern Premier League, and then Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Fred's official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James says, have a lovely weekend. Best of luck this weekend with all the league officials trying to work out where the trophies are going. But we'll catch up next week, as we'll be looking back at all the results from the player semi-finals. You have a good weekend.
Yes, man. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. We're approaching game 40 in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And for one last time for his fixture preview for this season, it's a big welcome back to Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith joins us now. Hello, Andrew. Welcome back. How are you?
How you been? Yeah, doing well. I hope you are as well.
I am. So it is the final weekend of the regular season. There's some seismic games to talk about. And if it's all right with you, we'll leave them towards the back end of this fixture preview. And we'll just cover off the games which are happening. Let's say I'm looking forward to the game I'm going to, FC United against Lancaster City. Obviously, FC mid-table-ish all the way through this, if the truth be known. Lancaster, though, they gave it a good go towards the end, it has to be said. Yeah. I think a few teams were looking over the shoulder, but just falling short in the end. This should be an interesting game to finish off the season for these two.
Yeah, absolutely. Big credit to Lancaster, considering where they came from. Change of management, and I think, as you said, they gave it a real good go. I think to get within 5 points, potentially, of that top five is a tremendous effort, and full credit to them. For FC United, obviously a largely disappointing season. It'd be interesting to see what the plan is for next year.
Yes, obviously FC United going down to a 3-1 defeat at Geisler on Saturday. And if you look at the points difference between the two teams, I mean, it's pretty seismic, isn't it? Geisler on 61 points, FC United on 45. And that's the gap that needs bridging right there. I mean, Geisler taking on Workington this weekend. Workington, when it's all said and done, we'll also look at this season and go, you know, what could have been towards the back end. I mean, I remember speaking to Danny Granger about a month and a half or so ago, and, you know, maybe a cheeky outside chance of the playoffs, but it's just not got going this final bit of the season for Workington. But guys, they've dropped off as well, haven't they? With Andy Welsh leaving, they too, like Lancaster, have just fallen short in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they'll be more disappointed, but Lancaster were, with respect, a bit more of an outside bet, yeah. Where guys who were sort of milling around for most of the season around those playoff areas, and there might be some questioning as to the timing, the getting rid of Andy Welsh and where they've finished there. You know, again, at least 6 points adrift. And I think they'll be scratching their heads and maybe a bit disappointed as to how things have finished.
Another team who looked like they might, and it was a long shot in all fairness, of getting themselves into the playoffs was Gainsborough Trinity this weekend, hosting Radcliffe. Radcliffe already received their league trophy. I mean, when we spoke to Jono last week, he was talking about giving the league respect, and even though they're getting the league trophy, giving teams like Basford and Gainsborough a game, there is little riding on this one, to be fair. But Gainsborough, when all said and done, at the moment, it looks like 7 points from the playoffs, considering where they were when Russ Wilcox came into the club. I've got to say, I think that's a phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the form team, really, for this last few months, they've been fantastic. Again, like Lancaster, they've really turned things around brilliantly. And they'll have every reason to pat themselves on the back and be pretty optimistic looking ahead to next season.
And speaking of optimism, let's go to Whitby Town, because obviously, a bit like what we spoke about with Geisler, just falling short in the end. The problem that Whitby had was the games in hand. There is the old adage, isn't there? Would you rather have the points on the board or games in hand? You can look at it from Whitby's perspective, or Hebburn Town in step four, where they've made good use of their games in hand. But again, when we look at Whitby Town season, when we throw in the FA Cup, when we throw in where you were throughout the first part of the campaign, that's for sure. Definitely building blocks there, a bit like Gainsborough Trinity.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, you've offered some good perspective there, to be fair,
thank
Ben.
You.
I was going to say it would be a bit of a stretch to say optimism and Whitby Town, but it hasn't been an optimistic place for the last couple of months. Turn of the year, people were optimistic at the club. Didn't help Junior Mondale, the main striker, getting suspended. So three winless away games, albeit tough away games, even at full strength, followed in January. We had a string of postponements, and all the momentum seemed to go then. The three-point deduction didn't help. And it just feels like Whitby never recovered. So got into the County Cup final. That's a chance of winning some silverware. But as you say, overall, I think to reach the first round of the FA Cup for the first time in 20 years is brilliant. And I imagine if fans were offered that at the start of the season, they would have probably taken it, a comfortable mid-table finish. And FA Cup first round. I think a lot of clubs will be pleased with that. But for Whitby, where they were, they'll feel like they've underachieved a bit there.
And they're taking on Macclesfield this weekend. Macclesfield, obviously, a home and hose when it comes to second position in the league. Interesting what happened on Tuesday night against Bamber Bridge. I suppose, what do Macclesfield do? Because they know they're in Tuesday night's playoff semi-final. They know it's going to be at the Moss Rose. But they don't want to take it too easy because you do want some momentum heading into Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, obviously, talk of them playing a much weakened side, academy players, and you know, juniors and squad players, fringe players, against Bamber Bridge, and they lost out there, albeit only by a single goal. So yeah, I mean, there's, you know, talk they'll do the same against Whitby. Like you say, Ben, yeah, it's a dangerous strategy to you know, go into that those two playoff games without any form. You know, with that, most of those players having their feet up for a week, 10 days, it's a dangerous strategy. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see actually what team they do put out against Whitby, whether they playing against a team, you know, as Bamber Bridge were, I suppose, on Tuesday with nothing really to play for. But we will see.
It has been a long season, though, hasn't it? That's for sure. I mean, we mentioned Whitby's FA Cup run. I mean, Macclesfield's FA Trophy run as well, thrown into the mix. It's a lot to juggle. But yes, so Macclesfield this weekend travelling to Whitby Town. We mentioned Bamber Bridge there. Bamber Bridge taking on Basford United. And this is good news for Basford United. This game doesn't matter at all. And I think Basford will take that.
I think they would be absolutely delighted if you could have told them that a month ago. They would be absolutely delirious. Yeah, they've fought really hard. Credit to them. Martin Carruthers came back. Maybe that was just the little lift they needed just to get themselves over the line after, you know, a real, really good effort from Bradford and Stafford Rangers, who just come up short. But yeah, Basford have ensured that they've got through for another season in the NPL Premier. So yeah, full credit to them.
And Bradford will feel really unlucky, won't they? Because they were 3-0 down against Gainsborough, got it back to 3-all, but they're taking on Matlock Town to finish off this season.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, just speaking of Matlock, they were almost in danger of being dragged in themselves. They're such a horrible run they're on. And to be fair, they made that change. They brought in Mark Atkins and old experienced heads there. And they've just had a few, I mean, None more so than that amazing win over Ashton in midweek. They've just strung a few performances together, and you know, it looks like they were well clear in the end. But that'll be interesting. I'm intrigued as to how they're going to go for the coming season as well.
Yes, Matlock Town taking on Bradford Park Avenue this weekend. Stafford Rangers travelling to Morpeth Town. Morpeth in the end look like they're in a bit of a tussle with Bamber Bridge and FC United to decide who finishes 13th. But with the transitional year, I don't think we've used that term in a while actually on the show. I think Craig Lynch will be slightly a bit disappointed they've not gotten higher up in the league table, but we'll be generally satisfied that this has been a much more comfortable season than last year. And given all the changes to the squad, that's a good thing.
They're another team, I think, that sort of threatened to do a little bit better for a, you know, for a short spell, and it just didn't quite happen for them towards the end. I think you'll be looking at, and it's interesting, I don't know if it's geography or what, but like Workington, Morpeth, another, you know, northern outpost, good home record, only 5 defeats, but travelled really badly, just 3 wins away in the league all season. And same for Workington, just 3 wins away. Interesting, you know, is that just the length of the travel that they face, or is there more to it? But just an interesting stat I noticed.
Now, we've gone through a lot of games there this weekend, which, you know, for the majority of the teams, there's not much riding on them, but it's been a privilege covering all these clubs and catching up with all the managers this season. So enjoy your last Saturday for this season. But that does take us to the next set of games, and there is a lot riding on these games. Firstly, let's cover off the race for home playoff semi-final on Tuesday night. Marine currently a point clear of Warrington Rylands. Rylands hosting Ilkeston Town. Marine will be taking on Ashton United. More on the Ashton United side of things shortly. But Marine are in a good spot here. This big game though against Aston. Rylands, they just need to win against Ilkeston. They're not in the best of form though.
Yeah, it's interesting, Ben. I'm wondering how Marine will approach Saturday's game. Whether they'll put a big stock in finishing in the top three, so they guarantee a home semi final. I'm expecting they'll probably go fairly strong, and of course Ashton need the
Yes.
points. They need to win. Goodness knows they've made it hard for themselves after that surprise defeat and heavy defeat at Matlock. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, yeah. And as you say, Warrington, with all the managerial upheaval, they're limping over the line. But just a note for the away record, just one defeat on the travels all season in the league. So they won't care about finishing fourth, maybe. Maybe they'll prefer an away game. I don't know.
I was going to say, apart from that defeat recently away on the road, the away form's been pretty good. Maybe they're a bit disappointed they're not finishing fifth, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, and speaking of fifth, we've mentioned Ashton United there in seventh on 67 points. We covered the permutations off with James then, but it's well worth revisiting because it's such a remarkable set of circumstances that have got to this point here. So seventh is Ashton United, 67 points, a plus 12 goal difference. Hyde United don't play this weekend. Circumstances with Mask. Hyde United just outside the playoffs. But remarkably, Hyde can still get into the playoffs if results go a certain way. And we're not talking like, oh, Worksop needs to get beat 5-0 and there needs to be an eclipse somewhere. It's actually quite plausible for Hyde United to do this, actually. Worksop, they're in pole position at the moment. Worksop travelling to Atherton Coles. The goal difference between Worksop Town and Hyde United is just one.
Yeah,
that's it. And Ashton have got Marine. Marine, as we've said, need a win to secure home advantage for the playoff semi-finals. Yeah, remarkable.
It's not outside the possibility of normality for Works or Band Ashton to both lose and
yes.
Hyde to get in without kicking a ball on that last day. Absolutely remarkable. Yes, well, obviously Works up with their goals scored being above Hyde's, they will need to lose by two. It's fascinating. They've all got the same number of points. The goal difference is certainly between Works up and Hyde is close. But for us as neutrals, Ben, absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. And just to say, I remember doing a show with Berkey and we were debating Lancaster and Geisler. Lancaster at the time, I think mathematically could get to 65 points. In the end, they got to 62. And the call was 70 points. That is what Hyde United need to get into the playoffs. And even then, that might not be enough. It's possible that a team could get into the playoffs on 67 points. So
it is possible. But what a good shout from you lot for saying 70 points. Yeah, it is. There you go. We've obviously sat here way too often. But it's brilliant. And who's going to win? Who's going to win the playoffs? You wouldn't rule out any of those sides from getting through. It doesn't matter who gets that last playoff spot. You wouldn't rule them out. Worksop have had a terrific run in the FA Cup. Marine as well, again, they'll be delighted as to where their club's going. Rylands have probably surprised a few people and lasted the course after, they've had three different managers this season. And then, of course, Macclesfield, who, on paper would be favourites. But you wouldn't be surprised, would you, if any of those get all the way and into the National North?
No, absolutely not. Well, that's, good luck, everyone. Good luck. I mean, just to reaffirm what we said there with James earlier, there is commentaries available for all these big games this weekend. James Gordon going to Atherton Coles for the Atherton Coles Worksop Town match. Ashton United and Marine, I think, both have their own commentary services as well. So, wow, what a way to end the season. Hyde United fans don't know where to go. They can go to Atherton, they can go to Ashton. Both local clubs, by the way. Andrew.
Yes, thank you.
If Hyde were playing either of those clubs, it would be considered a derby. It's good to finish the show with the old classics. So thank you, Andrew Stafe, for joining us.
I always like to learn something, Ben. Always like to learn.
Thank you to Andrew Stafe for joining us on this week's show. Andrew, just before you go, obviously Whitby Town taking on Macclesfield this weekend. How could people tune into that game as well for one last league game for the season at the Turnbull Ground?
Yeah, just pop Whippy Town Radio into Google and or whatever search engine you're using. It's on Mixlr, also accessible through Twitter, and even chucked it onto YouTube not too long ago. So yeah, Paul and Liam, with a little bit of help, will be bringing you all the action from final game of the season at the Toby Express Stadium for Whippy Town against Macclesfield under-18s reserves, whatever they bring out on the day.
Andrew Stay from Whitby Town Radio, a big thank you, not just for appearing on this week's show, but throughout the season, helping us with the fixture previews month in, month out. Have a lovely week, have a lovely weekend, have a lovely summer, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks very much, Ben. A pleasure as always.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining me on this week's show. And a big thank you to James earlier as well. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Look out on Monday as we'll be bringing you our playoff semi-final preview special of the Pitching In NPL show. That podcast coming your way on Monday night. In the meantime, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But that's it for this week's edition of the NPL show. You all have a lovely weekend. Big good luck, everybody. We'll see you all very soon. You take care. Bye-bye.